This is the 2017 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. Here's Kara Hetland with a rundown of today's top legislative news in Pierre.
The state Senate will revisit a bill that failed to become law a year ago. Senate Bill 24 reclassifies vehicular homicide as a violent crime. Attorney General Marty Jackley told the Senate Judiciary Committee the current judicial standard does not provide enough punishment.
It's very violent for the family. It's very violent for the community. And I think we ought to just call it what it is, a violent crime. And so what this particular piece of legislation does is simply recategorizes a vehicular homicide to a violent crime, which again would make it still a 15-year maximum felony, but instead of only serving 30% or that 4.5 years, you would have to serve 50% of that or 7.5 years, which still frankly isn't enough, but it's a step in the right direction.
South Dakota Defense Attorney Association lobbyist Lindsay Ritter Rapp says a vehicular homicide charge does not meet a violent crime standard. She says unlike homicide, rape, or similar charges, the act of killing someone in a vehicle is largely unintentional.
Because if you look at those offenses, many of those included on the list are specific intent crimes. When you talk about mens rea, and you've probably heard that term used before, but mens rea, a guilty mind. So if you look at many of those offenses on here, they're specific intent crimes, as I indicated, or some of the most serious crimes with evil intent.
The measure is moving to the full Senate on a 6-1 vote. The Rapid City Chamber of Commerce will change the question and answer format of its legislative Cracker Barrel sessions. The gatherings give citizens a chance to address legislators during the session. Under the change, the audience can submit their question to the chamber before or during the event. Linda Raby is president of the chamber, which hosts the event. She says political grandstanding forced the move.
It just got kind of messy. That's all I can say. It just didn't stay within the format, and there were a lot of people very disappointed in that. They wanted to be asked a question, the legislators answer. It's not geared for a back and forth, back and forth. It's geared for ask a question, they will answer it. Then if you need to have a lot more back and forth conversation, that's when you go down afterwards and visit one-on-one with the legislators.
Raby says Cracker Barrel attendees should give the new format a chance. There are 4 Cracker Barrels held in Rapid City and several similar events across the state. The South Dakota Department of Tourism is celebrating a successful year in 2016. More than 14 million people traveled to the state for recreational purposes. Officials attribute the success to park anniversaries and new communications to reach visitors. All of South Dakota's national and state parks saw increased attendance from 2015. Lieutenant Governor Matt Michaels says tourism is more than vacationing. He says people that visit often come back and fall in love with the state.
This is absolutely amazing that 14 million people came through, and it was not just passing through, but this was their destination. They were spending over $3.8 billion. The governor's budget and that which we're proposing to the legislature is $4.2 billion with a B. So this is just shy of our entire budget for our state operations that we're talking about that's spent in this state through tourism vacation activities.
Michael says tourism ranks among South Dakota's top industries with agriculture and manufacturing. He says the department continues to reach people with new technology such as social media.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2017 State House Podcast. For additional programming of South Dakota Public Broadcasting and for more radio news, visit us online at sdpb.org. Additionally, download the free sd.net app on your mobile device. This will keep you up to date with committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting News on Facebook and by following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.